Past week where I thought that I had like beaten the Matrix a little bit, and then it was very quickly told to me like that I hadn't done shit. So I thought that I had made a choice for myself. You ever feel you made a choice? Like we don't get a lot of choices anymore. It's like just like it's all shoved down our throat, and then I'm over here like, you know what? I'm making a choice today. I got Mellow Yellow soda. And I'm over here like I've beaten the system. I've made a choice. Like I didn't choose their little linear bullshit of like Coke or Pepsi. And then somebody at work tells me, no, dude, that's owned by Coke. Like you just pick Coke.
Yeah. But I will give you credit. It wasn't Mountain Dew. Nobody picks Mellow Yellow.
That's true. And you know what? Honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was a little bit more lemony than Mountain Dew.
I prefer Mellow Yellow over Mountain Dew, but I don't really like either.
It was like, I don't know if I'd get it again. It was merely okay. And then I looked at the sugar amount. I was like, oh my God, there's like 70 grams of sugar in this fucking thing.
Diabetes in a cup.
Exactly. Welcome to Weird Wide, everybody. I am JD Ross. With me is Bethany Marshall. Finally back at Weirdo HQ. Bethany, it's great to have you back. We missed
you. Thank you. That's weird to be back in this country. Because, yeah. You know, I... What was I telling everybody? I can't do that next week. I'll be out of the country.
Oh yeah, like, you were having so much fun with that. Like just
I was
like,
so fancy.
I'll be traveling abroad. I won't be able to work that into my schedule.
I'll be out of the country. I just can't do it that day. Even better is the times that I gotta say I'll be out of the country on business because technically, you know. I saw some weird stuff and that's my business. So
hell yeah, that we are in the business of weird. So like, honestly, if we were making any money, you'd have been able to write the whole fucking thing off.
Right.
But we're not.
Maybe,
so I'm gonna
maybe next time.
Like, maybe everybody at home, maybe contribute to our poorness at some point, you know, cause you know.
Yeah. That way we can both travel abroad and just frolic around.
That's right. Travel like fund our like dream lifestyle, and like that would be super cool of everybody. Just $5. What do you even use? At least burning a hole in your pocket.
But listen, it's surprisingly affordable. Like once you get past like the airfare,
yeah,
going over so cheap.
Okay,
everything's okay. So cheap.
Okay. Well, if everybody at home hasn't deduced, today's going to be a different kind of episode. It's going to be a nice and laid back. Honestly, if you followed us like this far. You probably know that Bethany and I are both fucking ADHD, just like one, like no matter what. So like this might be just like ADHD the episode, but today we are going to be talking about Bethany's fucking European trip.
It was so fun, honestly, and I'm so excited to talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm like.
I don't even have
person.
Any weird news ready. I don't even have any weird news.
I didn't either.
I was like, I don't even give a fuck about weird news this week. Like, we'll get to weird news again next week. I am just like here for the fucking trip. Also, I made a spot of tea to go with the episode.
British.
That's right.
You're very British.
Very British today.
Very fancy.
Sound like you're from London.
Quite proper.
Brilliant.
It's kind of surprising though how few people I saw drink tea. However,
yeah.
What was even more surprising was when I was at the bar.
Yeah.
And a man who was also at the bar.
Yeah.
With, you know, a bar with shots, and he ordered tea and they served him a cup of tea at the bar.
Kind of sounds nice though, because I'm not a big drinker anymore. So like, I'd love to go to a pub and just get a spot of tea like that. That's fun.
He was my new bestie too, because he's actually an American citizen, I believe.
Okay.
But he grew up in, oh my gosh, I can't even remember where we were. It was outside of Liverpool somewhere.
Okay. So Beatles country. Okay.
Well, he actually is planning to spend half of the year in Pennsylvania, of all places.
Really? No way.
Yep. Like a few hours from here.
I was going to say, is it anywhere near us or is it like...
I want to say it was up past State College.
Okay. That's really like grand scheme, not that far. Like considering he could have been anywhere in America.
Right. We were definitely joking about it. Like... It was kind of funny. This is my new bestie now.
That's awesome.
We just happened to be at the same bar in the same small town, because it wasn't in Liverpool. It was a small town.
One of like the little suburb areas. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we just happened to be from, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
The same place-ish.
Yeah.
That part was
small
cool.
World,
that was
small world.
Right.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay, so like, so I literally don't even, I don't know anything about like where you guys went. All I know is like I texted you at one point. This bitch comes back with a picture of fucking Stonehenge going, we just left Stonehenge. I'm over here like sitting in my house.
Rocking, just, I'm rocking my Stonehenge hoodie. Awesome.
Dude, I love it.
And I got my own Stonehenge for home now.
Oh my God. Okay, you haven't even seen Spinal Tap, have you?
No. Is that a movie?
Yeah. So like
I knew it.
There's a part in that where like they do this whole Stonehenge thing and they fuck up the difference between inches and feet. So they wanted a giant Stonehenge thing. They ended up with something that size that just like comes down in the middle of the stage and they're all just like what the fuck? So like the fact that you have that is hysterical.
That's awesome. I have that completely out of context from that though.
I love it. I love it.
No, so first of all, Stonehenge, incredible. Really weird though, because they're obviously massive.
Right. And yeah.
Around it is like nothing. No, like there's trees, of course, but like not
but
many.
It's like it's mostly like a valley.
Mostly. Yeah. And it's so weird being there because there's just this big structure and nothing. There was a field of sheep next to it though, which is kind of cool.
That's nice.
That's the animals, the sheep. There's sheep everywhere.
Okay. That's like their version of cows, right? I mean, they have a lot more sheep than cows.
Not so much in England, but in Wales and in Scotland, sheep everywhere.
Well, I believe it because like haggis. I mean, dude, they're going to be eating that shit.
Right. Not me, though.
Dude, I will eat I've eaten haggis. I love haggis.
I got too nervous and I didn't want to be like disrespectful on their cultural dish and like try it and like gag or something. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make anybody feel bad for what they like. So I was like, I'm just going to pass on it.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
No. So we flew in on, I think it was a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
At this point, time's blurred together.
I was going to say, because you got real fucked up on the time.
Oh, my God. Daylight savings time happened while we were over there, too. So it was after that happened, it was like, I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Yeah. Time isn't even real.
Right. Basically. Flying was kind of awesome. I posted a video on my TikTok from the plane. And there's this surreal moment where you're not at full altitude. And if you look out the window, you're like above the first layer of clouds.
Yeah.
And they look, it's like you're literally like in a fairy tale. I don't even know how to describe it. It's so fucking pretty.
That's awesome. I love it.
But then we hit turbulence and, you know, I cried a little bit.
Okay. How bad was the turbulence? Like, was it that bad or was it just a little?
On the first flight, it wasn't that bad. Okay. But that's when I cried. It was when there was actual bad turbulence. I didn't cry.
Well, it's like then you're a world traveler at that point.
Yeah, at that point I'm a prep. Psych. I was like frozen. Like I couldn't even think. I couldn't nothing. The turbulence was so bad. Like I lifted out of my seat a little bit. If I didn't have my seatbelt on,
like you would have actually like bounced.
Yeah, that was scary. That was scary.
That sounds it.
We spent the first night in a little village called Caerphilly outside of Cardiff in Wales.
Nice. Okay.
Beautiful view of the Caerphilly Castle, which is, I think, the biggest castle in Wales. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Gorgeous. You know, that's when we drove over to Stonehenge.
Hell yeah. So you guys did Stonehenge pretty early in the trip then.
Yeah. That was like the beginning of the trip.
Yeah.
Because we drove the whole country, like, or the whole three countries.
Yeah.
And I was really excited too because I got to meet one of my gaming buddies who lives a few hours from Stonehenge, but I got to meet my friend DC, and that was a lot of fun because me and him go way back.
Hell yeah. So I guess that's our week's our shout out for this week.
Yeah, DC.
Hell yeah, DC.
He's awesome. He'd never been to Stonehenge because it's far.
Well, how far is far for him though?
Like a couple hours.
Dude, no, okay. But like, okay, I can't say shit because I've never been to New York. And we live like 3 hours from New York. Like, we live so close to New York. There's bus trips.
Yeah, I would say it's not necessarily like worth the trip unless you're doing other stuff. Or unless you're like, there has to be a reason. Like, Well, I wasn't a big fan.
I got to find that out for myself at some point. But
yeah, definitely something worth experiencing, but I wouldn't make the trip just to make the trip, you know? Yeah,
so I can't say shit about him not going to Stonehenge being that close, because I'm doing the same thing.
You suck at this.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad at it.
It's funny, though. In the UK, it's kind of like a thing where if somebody lives like an hour away, that's so far. That's such a long trip.
That's not far at all, though.
No. And it's so funny. Like, well, they use a lot of public transportation.
Yeah. So they're not as many people driving and stuff.
Yeah, there still are.
Okay.
Which was an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know how, I don't know if you've seen the videos. I've seen them on TikTok where British people are talking about things that Americans could never handle.
Yeah.
And they talk about roundabouts.
Dude,
right?
Okay. People in this country freak out about roundabouts.
That's true. But people are, I see Americans defending roundabouts. Like, we have roundabouts.
I love a roundabout. I'm one of those people. I'm a roundabout dude.
Imagine a roundabout coming off of the interstate.
We have said roundabout so many times. Just roundabout, roundabout,
it's
roundabout.
It's not even a real word now.
Right? It's just starting to fade into obscurity. But okay, wait. So coming off the interstate?
They have roundabouts everywhere.
Okay, hold on. So like you're coming off like 65, 70 miles an hour if you're me and you're not driving 80 like other people. And like they just – how the fuck does that work? Is it bigger?
Yeah, they're pretty big. Okay, they're pretty big roundabouts.
Okay.
They have roundabouts at like every intersection. Not really, but there are so many roundabouts. And they're difficult as an American because you're on the wrong side of the car, on the wrong side of the road.
Like fucking Clark Griswold in Eurotrip. I can't get left.
I haven't seen it.
God damn it.
Duh, you should know this
by
now.
At some point, I'm just going to kidnap you and make you watch like every movie we've ever referenced on the show.
Everybody says that. They're like, you need to watch movies. We're going to force it on you. And well, here we are.
Yeah, still haven't seen shit.
The one thing with the driving, though, that you don't expect is turning.
Okay.
Because, you know, you turn, right? Yeah. It's the opposite. Like a left turn is like you're making a right turn.
So you have to do everything opposite in your head. Everything's opposite world.
It made me sick.
It doesn't sound
fun. And
like,
I didn't even drive.
I'm trying to think about adjusting to turning left on red. I don't like that at all. And then like not go, oh my God. It's like I would need a driver.
It made me sick.
So they don't have... Which one were driving the most then?
Gary. I didn't drive at all. I was too scared. One thing that got me, though, they don't have stop signs.
What are they? They just have yield signs?
I didn't. They're giveaways is what they call them.
Giveaways. Everything's got to be a little different over there.
It is. And it's so cute. Motorways instead of interstates. And
that's what I mean. It's all adorable Harry Potter shit.
Harry Potter shit. What's really weird, though, in Wales, all of the street signs are in Welsh and then in English.
Welsh first.
And I'm convinced that Welsh is like they're gaslighting us into thinking that's an actual language because.
Didn't seem real.
Look up Welsh words.
Yeah.
No.
Because like Welsh is its own thing. Like Gaelic is for like everything else over there. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's I couldn't even. Attempt to pronounce some of these places.
Yeah.
Some of the signs, some of the words. It was like
y'all just making shit up.
Yeah. You just took a bunch of letters. It's like they just kind of pounded on the keyboard and they're like, that's the word.
That'll do.
That'll do. One thing too in Wales, I think I want to say Wales might have been my favorite.
Oh yeah.
It was so pretty and everything was so green.
Yeah, I've heard that. Oh my God. Gorgeous there.
It was like surreal.
Yeah.
It was so pretty.
Because like we're not used to that. We've got like I'll give our area a little bit. It's nice here. It looks pretty. But like it's not beautiful here.
And it's there were some points that was actually breathtaking. Like not even being dramatic.
Yeah.
It took my breath away.
Like, just like overcome by the beauty of it.
And they have badgers, which I didn't know. I learned that.
Their badgers are nicer. Their badgers are, because I've seen the comparison. It's like the American badgers look like a meth head, and the European badgers like look like they're going to offer. Like, they look like something out of Narnia.
They're cute, but apparently they're really mean. And I was like, I am making it my mission to befriend a badger.
Now,
I didn't,
but... on this edition of Bethany Pets, something she shouldn't.
Yeah, basically.
But here's the thing, though. I wouldn't try to stop you. I would be scheming with you to pet that badger. Because, like,
right.
It's not a reptile. I'm cool with it. I'm cool right. with it.
Speaking of reptiles, your work snake?
Oh, yeah, totally. Completely off topic. If anybody is not following my TikTok right now, I had a whole situation at work. A big ass snake got in the fucking, like, okay, so there's like a Pentecostal church that bought the building. And
so random.
Yeah, they're the ones that like do the like talking in tongues. And they fuck with snakes because they're like, God will protect me from this venomous snake. And so I'm not unconvinced that like one didn't come in a basket and get out. And they're just like, hey, there's a snake here. They say they got it, but I don't trust that they got it because like I have the picture. If I have it, if I still have it, I will put like if you're watching on YouTube, here's the picture right here. Fucking. But they're like, that's a black snake. That's a black snake. And I'm like, that's not a fucking black snake. They're like, we got a black snake. I'm like, then you got a snake. I don't think you got the snake. And then my fucking friend, Nate, shout out to Nate, lifelong friend of mine. This motherfucker is on here arguing with me. He's like, it's just a snake. It probably is cold. It's cold-blooded. It wants a cuddle. And I'm over here like, did your fucking account get taken over by the snake? What's wrong with you?
It's probably cold and wants to cuddle.
You can cuddle it. Like, come on down.
I will. I like snakes. On the plus side, though, from the picture that I saw that you took, it doesn't look like it's a copperhead.
What'd you think it was? Because somebody did a reverse image search, so it might have been total bullshit.
Probably just like a garden snake of some sort.
Still.
Cute still. And friendly.
I was unnerved all day.
I probably would have been too. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, yeah, because like we've talked about that scenario of like an alien or a monster getting in and picking us off one at a time. And like I look over, like I go into my friend's office and like Colin's not there. And like I'm like, where's Colin? And we're like, Colin's dead. They got Colin. Like
it got Colin. The snake got Colin. Poor Colin.
Yeah, he'd be
rest in peace.
Dad. Yeah, rest in peace, Colin.
I'll save him from the snake, and I'll just give it cuddles and warm it up.
Dude, you do that. I'm not cuddling a snake. I'll cuddle a fucking badger, though, especially a fucking European badger.
They're so cute. I would cuddle one so hard.
No, but they do look kind of proper, right? I'm thinking of the same thing, right? They look like that proper little Narnia animal.
They kind of do look proper. They kind of
okay.
do.
Okay.
And like... a little bit mischievous, but like not like on a raccoon level. It's definitely like a fancy raccoon.
Because like raccoon is like crime. I think like organized crime when I think of raccoons. Like if the animal kingdom had a gang, it would be raccoons.
Yeah, they're like the mafia.
Yeah, they will shank a bitch.
Right. And like, but like possums are like the little orphans that like rob people to take care of their families and stuff. And badgers,
they're the innocent ones. They're cool.
I don't know what badgers would be. The government.
Badgers are the government. Yeah, I'm good with that. We can spread that. You know, like I'm not fully convinced birds are real. So why would badgers be?
Pigeons, though?
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Oh.
Oh, wait, yes. Have you actually? Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, they're so ugly.
Oh, really?
That's so ugly. Like, I don't understand how that hideous thing turns into a pretty pigeon. So that's why I think they're fake.
It's the government, actually. It's because the government pours in the satanic energy that they've like accumulated through MK Ultra programs, and they just put the pure hatred and corruption into the baby pigeon, and that's why it's ugly.
Poor little baby pigeon. Like,
I'm just making shit up. You know, that's the thing, is that you just say things into a mic. Nobody stops me.
Right. And we live in a day and age, you can say anything, and there's somebody out there that will believe it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, like, badgers, we're on this one. Like, badgers aren't real. We're starting this one. This is ours.
Badgers aren't real. Birds birds are real, but the government is taking advantage of people thinking that birds are robots, and it's really the badgers.
That's where it is. Okay, so the birds are real, but what the man doesn't want you to know is that badgers aren't real. This is an official Weird Wide thing. This started here. Remember us. We started this shit.
And if I disappear, okay, it was the government.
It was the government. Because
that's how we know that I'm right.
Exactly, because we were on to something. All right, so back to your adventure. So, like, so you're in Wales. Tell me more.
Then Wales to Stonehenge, and then we drove up to Birmingham, which nice. I'm not saying that Britishly. I got made fun of for the way that I say Birmingham because it's Birmingham.
Birmingham. Okay. That sounds about right,
I'm
though.
Very
American. I'm sorry, it's Birmingham.
DC, it was actually like, say Birmingham again.
Like, Get them to say aluminum.
Oh, I know. I love aluminum.
Aluminum. It's so
adorable. It's so fancy. Like, how do you make aluminum fancy?
Right?
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
He was texting me, though. He was like, say this. I'm like, so American with it. I'm like, leave me alone, dude. Like,
that's funny as shit.
Bullying me. Birmingham was pretty cool.
Birmingham.
We went to Aldi's in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Made another friend. Everybody there is so nice.
Wait. Oh, so you went to an Aldi. Do they still have the quarter?
No, I think it was... I don't know. We didn't get a cart because we were walking around.
I don't know British coins.
There's the pound and then pence.
The pence is like, is that like a quarter or is that like a dollar? Or is the pound the dollar?
I think the pound is like the dollar.
Okay.
A pence is like a penny.
Okay.
So, but they have like the 5 pence. I don't know. We have so much of it.
Yeah.
We still have so much change. There's so much change when you go over there because they have the pound is a coin as well.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. Because they're British.
British. We got the coins. We got the pounds. But their Aldi was... They sell liquor in Aldi.
I want to get liquor at Aldi.
Right. They had liquor. There was one thing that I kept seeing everywhere too, and I saw it at Aldi, which made me think of it.
Yeah.
Like a mint, like paste.
Ooh.
Sauce.
Okay. That would go good on lamb.
Stop. Listen.
I'm pretty sure lamb and like sheep are like is like good with that kind of like the mint sauce.
So I accidentally not necessarily against my will, but I accidentally ate lamb while I was over there.
I wouldn't have stopped eating lamb.
It was so good.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I know they're adorable. They are. They're more like they're unequivocally more adorable than a cow or a goat. I will eat sheep all day long. And apparently it's supposed to be better for you.
I could see that. And once I realized what I had done,
But did you
I was
keep,
so sad.
Oh, did you keep eating it?
I didn't know until like the next day.
Oh, so it was gone. It was already
actually
dead, yeah.
The best meal that I had the entire time that I was over there. It was when I was in the Netherlands.
Yeah?
It was the best meal that I had the entire time I was
Dude, I was going to say, my fat ass is going to ask about the food because like I need to know how the food was.
Holy shit.
Okay.
The food was so good.
Yeah?
One of the first things that we did, uh-huh. because we had an overnight flight.
Yeah.
So the jet lag, unreal.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for shit because you're on a fucking crammed airplane.
Yeah.
Overnight flight and you like flew into the morning.
Yeah.
Essentially, you lost like 5 hours.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was because the nighttime was so short. Ooh. because we were because flying through
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of the first things that we did after we left the airport was stop to get energy drinks.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew my world was about to change.
Yeah.
Because even a white fucking monster in Wales, oh my God, it was so good. I can't even tell you what was different about it, but it was different and it was so good.
Because they're using the real sugar over there. They're not using high fructose corn syrup.
It's not even just, I don't know what it is. Their ingredients lists on their like sodas and stuff are so short. We have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of stuff.
Why are we doing this like this the way we are here? Like it could be better.
It was hard adjusting back.
Yeah, I bet. Like get home, it's like,
We got back to DC. One of the first things that we did, grab a monster because we just did a 8-hour flight or whatever, and we have to drive from DC to Glen Burnie.
Yeah.
And then back home.
Yeah, which is like that's a good hike right there.
Oh, especially with the traffic. That was disgusting.
Oh, that sucks.
So of course we got monsters.
Yeah. And they're just like,
it took a piece of my soul.
That sucks. Cause it's like you'd have to get like special order from the UK.
I might. Yeah. I might. It's so good.
Did you happen to find any of those Space Invader chips? I guess crisps is the word.
No, but I found something that I will never forget.
What's that?
So we went and we were getting snacks because the snacks are supposed to be better too.
Yeah.
And I found Twiglets, right? Look at those.
Those look awesome.
Don't they look so good?
Oh my God.
I was so excited. I was so excited because they look like these like, almost like bold, like Chex Mix.
That the rolled gold. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I was so excited because I love a savory snack, especially a nice crunchy one.
Yes.
I did not get that. Have you ever heard of Marmite?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
So I couldn't tell you what it is either, if I'm being completely honest with you. I didn't know, because it doesn't say anywhere on this bag that it's not what flavor it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just popped one in my mouth and immediate regret.
What did it taste like?
Marmite, apparently.
What the fuck is Marmite?
It tastes like burnt terrible.
Okay, hold on. We need a better description of what Marmite is besides burnt terrible.
It's what it tastes like.
Marmite. Oh my God. It's a fucking byproduct of brewing beer.
It's awful. It's
just beer runoff. What the oh my God.
It tastes like it would be runoff, okay, actually.
This is one of those things where people talk shit about British food and cooking and shit. It's because of shit like that.
What really has me fucked up?
A couple for me though, because I gotta try.
Oh, I'm gonna. Don't worry.
They're not gonna get it.
Everybody that steps foot into this house is forced to try one. A single person is like. Well, my sister's boyfriend, he chewed it for a lot longer than I was comfortable with.
Yeah. Dude, watch me get over there and be like, okay, this is kind of fire.
Listen, if you like it, I don't think we could be friends anymore.
Fair.
Because like the people that like this though, they like it. They're about it.
They also really like beer too over there.
Yeah, they kind of do.
It's more of a thing.
It doesn't taste like beer though.
Really? And it's warm too, right?
Well, these they're just like cracker. They're just,
well, I mean, like the beer itself, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't drink beer. I hate beer.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. Fucks me up anyway, so.
But then there was redemption.
Okay. Okay.
In Hula Hoops.
That is so adorable.
They are good. They're so crunchy. They're so crunchy. As like imagine taking a Pringle, but instead of it being a chip, it's like thicker. And a hula, it's so good.
And did I see there was multiple flavors there?
Yes, this one is salt and vinegar, original, and cheese and onion, which is like
cheese and onion sounds good. I'd fuck with cheese and onion. Oh,
it was so good. They also have beef flavored. They have a lot of beef flavored stuff.
Okay.
Which is kind of strange. Because you don't really get a lot of beef flavored stuff here.
Yeah. Well, unless you're getting ramen. I mean, ramen's the only thing you pick up offhand. But like other than that, I mean, that's not even like, I think that's imported.
Probably.
That's not even us.
Yeah, this is like all their chips, they have beef flavor.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's kinda, I didn't try any of them though.
I would have tried that like immediately. Like I'd be like, a beef flavored chip? I'll bet you that's pretty fire.
Well, I did try. They have their different Dorito flavors.
What do they got?
Flame broiled Whopper.
They got a flame broiled Whopper. fucking Dorito.
Not good though.
Oh.
It tasted burnt.
It would either be really good or really horrible.
Yeah,
It
went the really horrible direction.
Yeah.
And then so when it if I prefer a nice, delicious, fruity snack, right?
Yes. Yeah, you gotta get something gummy, something delicious. Yeah. Jelly, what are those? Jelly Tots?
Jelly Tots. They are the love of my life.
Okay, tell me about Jelly Tots.
Similar. Okay, so you know how there's dots, right? We have dots. Yeah.
Imagine dots always stick to the my teeth. Always.
These are like dots that don't do that.
What?
And they taste better.
Oh shit! Because they got real sugar in them.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's probably exactly. They're so good. This is my last bag of them too, and I'm so scared.
You gotta savor that shit. You can't just like you can't.
I know, and I want to just stuff my face with them so bad because they're so good.
Then they're gone.
I know. I gained so much weight. I think I gained like 8 or 9 pounds when I was over there because I just kept eating everything because it's so good.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you go to like a country like that, I'm going to want all the food. I want all the street food. I want fancy restaurants. I want to see how you're doing with coffee. I want everything. I want to get in on it.
Coffee's weird.
Yeah.
Ordering coffee is weird because they don't do like flavored creamers.
Okay.
That you can do like they had Starbucks.
Yeah.
Which is when in doubt, go to Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you like going to a coffee shop, they didn't have it was just like a latte or like a mocha latte. They
Americana
didn't have
or something.
Yeah, they didn't have all the like white chocolate and vanilla. Thankfully the lattes are good.
Yeah. I mean I can deal with that though, because like, I mean, I'll do cinnamon. Like, I'm like right now all about like the churro fucking thing at Dunkin', but like,
that sounds good.
I'm good with like just like regular, like no flavor. So I'd probably be okay over there.
It was just an adjustment, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm very specific. In the morning, I have my cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I have there's like four different flavors that I use in my coffee, and that's it.
Dude. I'm like, I will stay like regular, like just a regular like sweet cream or something until there's like a new flavor out, like pumpkin spice. Like we get to pumpkin spice season. I'm all about pumpkin spice, but
I want to like pumpkin spice so bad. It smells so good.
Do you not like it?
I don't like it. It smells so good. And every year I'm like, this is the year. This is my year to pumpkin spice. And then I try it. I'm like, no, nope. Goodbye.
Where are you getting it from?
I've tried, I think Starbucks, the International Delight, they come out with it.
That one's good. Damn. If that was one of the ones I was going to suggest, if that one's not doing it, you just don't like it.
I know. And it's awful. And I've tried pumpkin spice in so many different ways. I've done, pumpkin spice French toast.
Ooh,
people love it. People love it. I don't like it.
So, I mean, you know what? It's just. You don't conform to it.
But it smells so good. And every time I smell it, I'm like, I want it to taste like that. It doesn't taste like that.
Like maybe if you keep trying it, you'll eventually acquire the taste.
That's what I'm hoping.
It's like, I just really want to like this.
I just really love it. I love this smell so much. I do like the pumpkin spice plug-in things, air fresheners.
Yeah.
And stuff, and it just makes it worse. I'm like, I really want things that taste like this, but nothing does.
I wonder like what it would take to trigger that though, like what it would take to like finally get your taste buds to get it
right. I'm about to like try to find a therapist that can like talk me through this.
Dude, what about hypnosis? What if you did hypnosis with that shit?
Ooh, that might work. I've heard
pumpkin spice. You are a basic bitch.
I will be a basic bitch just for this. I want it smells so good.
Dude, that's the thing though. I'll be a basic bitch for both of us because I am like about that point. Like you will find me like in a sweater and the pumpkin spice in my hand. Like just I am falling it up. Like I am a like fall girly out here having a fine fall. Like
I believe it. Yeah. I'm even imagining you wearing like black leggings and the Ugg boots.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I can see it. Absolutely.
I'm actually planning to get really heavy into cardigans this year. So,
oh God, I love how it's a plan.
Like it's like literally planned. I'm gonna be a cardigan person this year. Tell us some more of the weirder places you went to.
Loch Ness.
Fuck yeah. Did you meet Nessie? Did you meet her?
I tried. I think she was being shy that day.
Yeah.
But they have a really cool like little museum thing. It's like a walking tour.
That's cool.
And they go over some of the different folklore that comes with Scotland and specifically with the Lochs.
Yeah, because there's a lot of folklore. Like, Scotland is rich with that shit. I mean, yeah. All of it is out there, but like Scotland is like some of that shit is so fascinating.
And it was really cool because there was even some that I didn't know about, which I plan on researching. I haven't yet. I wrote it down somewhere. I still haven't unpacked because
I mean that's the thing, dude. Is like we've got so many like items to research. It's insane.
I know.
So, like we've got a lot. Like don't feel bad about that. Like I haven't researched even half of the shit that we have on our list. Like for planning for episodes. So
that works for me. That works so well for me.
We are very chaotic here. Like.
I call it a win when we are actually able to record. So.
Yeah, because actually we had to record late this week, so we still, but you know what? For everyone at home, we still fucking got it. We still got it out.
We're still here.
Still here. You can't fucking take us down.
I was going to try to record when we were overseas, but.
I remember you throwing that idea around, and I remember being like, dude, you are going to be so jet lagged and like tired and like trying to work in an hour like to do that is it's just like I was like just wait till we get home. I was like I'll get the ghost and we'll do it unhinged, like we'll get an episode out, but like just enjoy
I was so convinced that I was gonna be able to do it.
Yeah,
and then if I got over there,
if you'd have texted me and been like send the link, we're doing it, I'd have been like fuck yeah, we're hopping on. But I was like no. There's no way.
No way. It was not, especially because of the time difference.
Yeah, because I'm not compromising. That's the thing is, I'm gonna be a bitch about it. I'm like, I'm not gonna compromise. I got work in the morning, like, so like it was just a no starter from the beginning.
and it's so ridiculous. I feel so ridiculous for being like, yeah, I got this. I know, because that jet lag. Let me tell you what that hits you. Real. So hard and then the daylight savings time on top of it.
That's the thing, dude, we are at an age though too where like we get tired, like we get sleepy, so it's understandable.
I definitely spend my life in a constant state of almost hibernation.
Oh yeah.
So
there's times where it's like it's worse. Like you've seen it. If it snows even a little bit, I have called out for snow, like this is not even sticking, and I'm just like, it's time.
Not feeling it.
The universe is saying, sit the fuck down.
Yep.
And I listen.
The day after the Friday after we got back, I was like, yeah, hibernation. I need my body needs something, and I don't know how to get it what it needs, so I'm just gonna sleep until I feel better.
Literally, just turn all the lights off, get under the covers, and chill.
The whole day, the whole day.
Friday, I bet you that felt so good. I bet you that felt amazing.
It was something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, I don't know. I was so bummed that the trip was over now. I've been so excited for it. And now it's over. But now I'm like, when am I going again?
Ridiculous. Dude, that's the thing.
Expensive,
yeah.
So
yeah. Like you've done it. Like now it's time. Yeah. Plan the next one.
Like, okay. Aside from the airfare, that's the pricey part.
Yeah.
For two people.
Yeah.
We rented a car for a week. We obviously stayed in hotels and stuff for a week. We ate at restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, we blew so much money on like snacks and stuff. I think at Stonehenge I spent like £200. You know, we're buying souvenirs.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
In total, it was only $1,600.
Seriously?
And that's including the car rental, including the gas, including the hotels. And I did not stay.
Wow.
I did not stay at some janky hotel. Okay. Yeah. The one hotel, we didn't know what we were dealing with. Over
right.
There. So we were just like looking at prices like this is good.
Yeah.
The one hotel that I would pay probably around the same price as like a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the same room that Princess Diana liked. Ta-da-la.
Dude, okay, so you stayed in some fucking... Okay, so, like, imagine trying to do that here. Like,
yeah,
the car rental and like, okay, honestly, the suite alone, what, like, if it was some fancy, they would jack the price of that up so high.
It was just the suite itself. It was so fancy. And the fact that it was like Princess Diana stayed here, I was like, in the States, this would be hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
At least.
At least. Like, on a good day.
This place was so fancy. So I was slightly intoxicated.
Of course. This, you gotta be.
On this specific night.
Of course.
So I start doing the, I think it's called Just Eat. It's their version of DoorDash.
Okay.
And I get on there, and of course, I buy like 4 2-liters. I bought 4 2-liters. And we had it was all this pizza,
yeah,
tons of fries, a bunch of 2-liters. And so they deliver it, right? Yeah. We get a call from the lobby.
Yeah.
And it's the fancy British guy. And he's like, did you guys order food? And we're like, yes, we did.
Of course we did. We sent it up post haste.
Right.
You never get to say post haste.
Post haste.
Post haste.
So Gary goes down.
Yeah.
Gets the pizza. Brings it back up. Apparently he is having cutlery delivered to our room. For pizza.
For pizza?
We had cutlery.
Did you guys actually like knife and fork the pizza?
Listen, I was drunk.
Like, no, like that. Like.
No. But I did use the plate.
Dude, I can just see you drunk as shit. This is America, Jack. Like,
America. But I had pizza with sweet corn on it.
That sounds kind of good. I've had pickle pizza semi recently, like, and it was honestly pretty good.
Sounds kind of weird,
dude.
Not gonna lie.
I'm at a point where I am open to weird shit on pizza. Not pineapple, but
me,
I will
either.
Try weird shit on, like,
I'm not a pineapple pizza girly.
No, but pickle pizza. Let me tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'd try sweet corn on a pizza.
I would probably try pickle pizza.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's got like a creamy ranchy sauce to it too.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's not as
tomato.
It's like a white pizza also. So it works. It works really
yeah,
nice.
That sounds like it would go together nicely. This one was, yeah, I think, pepperoni, roasted tomatoes, and sweet corn with like just regular marinara sauce or whatever.
That sounds good.
It was pretty good from what I remember.
Yeah. I would say I don't associate pizza with England, so.
I probably wouldn't have gotten it, but I was drunk and I wanted pizza.
Did you get tikka masala while you were there?
No.
Because like that's like their national dish.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought it was like fish and chips was their national dish, but they're like,
I did
no,
too.
Fucking tikka masala.
And I got fish and chips and it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
McDonald's, time out.
McDonald's. Yeah, I gotta know what a McDonald's is doing over there.
Oh, it's so good. I got a crispy chicken sandwich that was before McDonald's ruined our crispy chicken sandwiches, for the record.
Pink slime in this one.
Right. And it had Big Mac sauce and barbecue sauce on it, and it was so good.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
And they have like cheese sticks that you can get instead of fries. You can get carrots as a side. It's their McFlurry choices.
Yeah.
I need to live there.
Dude, we are getting dangerously close to a fat kid corner over here.
Listen. There's a reason why I gained weight while I was over there.
Dude, that's fair. I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, my doctor would have been pissed. Like, what are you doing, bro? It's like, I went to
It was
England.
So good. It was so good. And then after all is said and done, so we drove up Scotland, drove all the way back down to Cardiff. After all that was said and done, we went to Amsterdam.
Nice. Did you party?
No, I was so sleepy.
Oh, dude, you gotta wake up a little bit. You gotta get some coffee in you, and then
listen.
I'd have partied, man. I'd have been partying. You know me. I'd have been partying in Amsterdam.
I was planning on it, but I was so tired.
Dude, don't worry. We can help you with that here.
I felt so old. I felt so old because I was like, as the whole day, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna do something. We're gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Then I hit the pillow and I was like, listen. Change my mind.
This is as crazy as we're getting.
And that's when I accidentally ate lamb. That was delicious.
Yeah.
It's surprising how many people ride on bikes in Amsterdam.
I believe that.
being in a country that isn't English speaking.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Because they're more Dutch, right?
Yeah, they speak Dutch.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I think there's a few different types of Dutch.
Yeah.
So they speak Netherlands. Well, it's Dutch.
Like, I mean, we've got different like English. I mean, you go you go from New York to fucking Florida, you're gonna hear completely different shit.
Oh yeah. Thankfully, Pebbles, mm-hmm. you know, shout out Pebbles.
Shout out Pebbles. We love Pebbles.
He was our interpreter.
Nice.
And then, so the hotel that we stayed at, it was kind of funny because randomly the guy at the counter was Australian, which I love it.
Okay.
And they had, they had a freaking a little terrarium on the counter, and inside of it was a stick bug. He was like this big.
Yeah, the ones that look like the little tree branch.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could rent him for the night.
Why would you rent a stick bug?
Why wouldn't you?
Okay, that's true. Like, if I was presented the opportunity, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd be like, you know, we're going to rent the stick bug, and then we're going to find out what we're going to do with the stick bug.
Right. I did not rent this stick bug because I was so sleepy, and I was like, I don't want to hurt the poor little guy.
Stick bug is, he's also like, he's probably up. It's just a day for him. So like,
right.
Stick bug's like, hey man, you rented me, like, let's hang out. And you're gonna like, I'm too fucking tired. And stick bug's like, but I fucking thought we were doing something. I thought we were hanging. But he's got a fucking Dutch accent.
He wants to hang out.
I don't even know what a Dutch accent sounds like. So,
because
I'm picturing the stick bug having a Dutch accent.
It's almost like a German accent.
Okay.
But not quite. It's less harsh than a German accent. So like it's maybe like a slightly softer,
less angry German.
Yeah, kind of.
Like if Germany picked weed instead of beer.
Actually, that perfect.
Which actually, yes. I mean, that actually is pretty spot on for Amsterdam.
I was going to say, that's Amsterdam right there.
Hell yeah, okay. We figured out Europe.
We figured it out. Irish is... what is it? Whiskey, right?
Yeah, they love the whiskey. Well, they also like beer too. Ugh. They're big on the beer. They are big on whiskey though.
I know. I like Irish whiskey, so.
Yeah, same. I also like scotch.
No.
Dude, a lot of people, they do the same thing. They're just like, no. And I'm like, nah, dude, I love a good scotch.
Scotch is like one for me, just smelling it. And I'm just like,
that's Trina. Every time she smells, she's like, I don't want anything to do with that shit.
Nope.
Because me and my dad, my dad and I will drink a little bit of scotch together whenever we get together. So like, and she's just like, you guys are fucking disgusting.
I don't think I've ever actually drank it. I've only smelled it.
You should try it at some point. It tastes like it smells. It's definitely like, it's one that takes a sec. You're not going to like it the first time. Like,
then why am I going to drink it?
Because, like, you get to a point where it's like, okay, wait a minute. This is really good.
Once you get enough scotch in you, it's like...
Everything tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's understandable because that's how I am with vodka.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've had 100-year-old scotch one time. Like, just a little sip of it. That shit warmed me up. Fuck, that was good.
That sounds terrifying to me.
It does sound sketch now that I say it out loud. They didn't have standards 100 years ago. Like,
you definitely drank like botulism.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's something not good in that. Yeah, unregulated.
I stick with vodka because you can just add it into like some Kool-Aid mixture It's fine.
Vodka alone though tastes like fucking rubbing alcohol to me.
I can't.
I don't like it.
I can't smell vodka.
Yeah.
If it's like by itself, I can't smell it.
I'll put it in stuff though.
Oh well, love putting it in stuff. I was drinking at the bar vodka and Red Bull, except for they had different flavors of Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'm not a Red Bull drinker except for when I'm at the bar drinking vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
So I don't know what flavors we have, but they had this really nice tropical flavor.
Ooh,
it was so good with vodka.
What about the Cokes? Was there any like specific, like weird like Euro Coke flavors? Because you know me, I love Coke. Love the what are we working with?
So, with Coke, okay, at a restaurant, you order a Coke, right?
Yeah.
It comes with a lemon or a lime, depending on whether it's diet or regular.
So, which the diet is the lime?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have lime Coke.
I would fuck with lime Coke.
I didn't buy it, but
I love anything lime flavor.
The lime in my Diet Coke, it was kind of nice.
Okay, I can see that being nice. Like I could kind of see that being nice right now.
Right.
Like I would get a Diet Coke, like pour it in the with the ice, so it's like fancy and like little lime in that. That I could see that working actually.
What's really sad though is you'll never know just how glorious it is because they use real sugar and a lot less ingredients.
Damn. I need to get over there. I need to try it over there.
Right. Let's go.
I need to.
I'm so excited to go back. I need to. I have to.
I have to. I've also got places I gotta stop. I gotta stop somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but there's a place called Stoke-on-Trent that I gotta stop. Fucking Lemmy and Slash were born there.
Really? We drove through that.
Did you stop? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I didn't know, if I'd have seen that, I'd have been like, oh, fuck, we gotta stop. Cancel all the plans.
We even made a joke because they have really weird names for stuff in England. Yeah. And
it's
that was
something
one of them.
On something, Stoke on Trent. It's always
it's like a whole sentence for a town.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
And they're just like, yeah, that's just what we're called.
Yeah, just that's where I live. Yeah. Stoke on Trent or whatever. Trent.
Yeah.
there's a few of them too. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you gotta think how old they are. I mean, they're from the 1500s, probably older than that.
Oh yeah. Some of the places there, it was so cool. Cause of course I went to see all the castles because you know, I like to pretend I'm a pretty princess.
Of course.
And holy cow, some of the castles are so old. But you just kind of casually see castles driving down the M6 or whatever. That's I don't know which fun. Motorway it was. But you just they're just oh
look at you talking look at you talking like you live there. Just driving down the M6. You
down
see
the
M6.
Tra-la-la.
Dude, that's like me when I go to DC and I'm meeting my sister because they'll come from Virginia and we'll meet. And so it's like, well, I'm taking the red line to the blue line. And it's like, and she's like, well, I'm taking the blue line to the green line. I'll meet you here. And we're like, we are fancy city folk. No, the fuck we're not.
We are the city folk.
That's right.
We are the city folk.
I know about the different lines that you take for the metro.
We were when we were in Amsterdam. It's all trains. It was the same way. It was like, oh yeah, we're gonna get on this platform and go on the M train to whatever. And I didn't do that. He did that.
Did you find what is it? Platform 9 3/4.
No, I didn't go to London.
Oh, that sucks.
And I couldn't rationalize going to London. We were just going up, and London's all the way over here. So I couldn't rationalize it. Like I Makes tried sense. To too, but I was like, it's going to be all touristy anyways.
Next time.
Exactly. Next. It's cheaper to fly into London than it is to fly into Cardiff.
I believe that. So there we go. So we already got the trip planned.
Right.
Or at now least the start of it.
That's all you need. That's all I had planned going over this one.
We get there and then we explore.
Exactly. I had we're flying into Cardiff and I want to make it to Loch Ness and I want to stop at Stonehenge. That's all I had planned. The rest of it, winging it. And it was great. It was amazing.
Love it. I fucking love it. I'm jealous though.
You just have to do it. You have to. Now I'm going to pressure you into doing it. It's peer pressure now.
I need you to peer pressure me. I don't even have my thing yet. My passport. I got to get all that.
Passport, so easy to get. It just takes a while.
Okay, I can deal with that.
You just got to fill out a paper, take it down to the post office. They take your picture, they send it to you.
And then you just got to wait.
Yeah. I think you need your birth certificate and I think social security card.
All right. I can
Easy peasy.
Deal with that.
Right, yeah.
Cool. I'll get on that then.
You better because it's so worth it. The only part that sucked was flying. Flying sucks.
I don't mind flying. I don't mind it.
It was just so long.
Yeah, I've not flown that far. I've flown to Vegas and Florida, but I've never flown the fuck out of the country. So
it was the first flight flying in. It was 8 hours, and then there was that's when we flew into Amsterdam the first time.
Yeah.
And then an hour from Amsterdam to Cardiff, and then the same on the way back.
Yeah.
But that was split up into 2 days on the way back, so it wasn't as bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
But I wish that first class wasn't as expensive as it was.
Yeah, but I hear that makes a difference.
Apparently, but it's when I tell you expensive, it was a lot more. It's $1,000 more
That's insane.
per ticket.
Too much. That's too much. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Well, that's awesome. So Europe has been conquered by Bethany. I fucking love it. So we will make plans at some point. I'd love to take do some podcast shit out there. I'd love to go out there and find some cool. I want to go to Rendlesham Forest, do all that kind of shit. And
that was one that I was like, I wonder if I could do that, but it was so far out of the way. I was like,
when we go, we'll make a business trip and we can write the whole fucking thing off. We will hit Rendlesham Forest.
Perfect.
Fucking love it.
It's a plan. Now we got
Now we've got two plans. It's all coming together.
We'll have to stay for a month or something, though, because a week isn't long enough.
I can deal with that.
Perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Hell yeah. All right. So, Bethany, tell everybody at home where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram and on TikTok at bethany.gits.weird.
And I'm on TikTok and Instagram as well as Dudist Weirdo. Don't forget to go to www.weirdwide.com. That is the official home for Weirdwide on the interwebs. Listen to every episode. And you can also sign up for our newsletter, get episodes sent directly to you. If you like what you're hearing, feel so compelled. Please feel free to leave us a review. Reviews help the show, help us get some visibility. It's just nice. Sometimes it's nice to just get a little 5-star come through here. If you have anything you want to say, any cool European stories or travel stories you have, send them to us. We'll read them on the air for you. That's going to be at weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just want to say hi, we're cool. We'll say hi. We're weird. We'll be whatever you want to do. You can, just don't be a dick. Just please don't be a dick. Come on. Be cool.
Just be nice.
Yeah. If you're going to be a dick, don't even send the email.
Right. Ew.
Dick.
Ew. You fucking don't be a dick.
That's right.
Ew.
Now, I know we have said about this before. The next episode is actually going to be alien centric. This was two or three episodes ago. We hinted we were going to do some alien shit. And then we got completely derailed by the trip. So it's next episode, there will be some fun alien shit. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good time. So, also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave a comment. Hit that little bell so you get notifications whenever new episodes drop. That's all I got. So, until next week, keep it weird.